Garva High School, I think, has a part to play in the development of the forest for recreational use. Cosby Coast and Glensborough Council is seeking funding for the development of bike trails in the forest that already exist, but they will be upgraded. And we believe that the project relating to Garva High School could add considerably to that by the provision of enhanced car parking facilities.
So this former Garva High School site will be raised, and it'll be a mixture of a bit more forest and bike trails and other things, is that right?
No, it won't be raised, because quite a number of the buildings on the site are listed. And there are a lot of trees on the site that are also subject of tree preservation orders. So there's a lot that has to be retained, Roger, and utilised. And that we have identified uses for most, if not all, of the property that will remain. It will be complementary to the forest. The forest is adjacent to the school site, and what we will do when providing is complementary to the activities taking place in the forest.
And this isn't just about workmen coming in. It's obviously important that you will have professional construction, but it's all about bringing people together in this process.
Oh, very much so. This is about the community for the benefit of the community. You know, there are various examples of community provision. For example, there is still an all-weather pitch, which is still in remarkably good condition, and we think that can be turned into a 3G pitch without a lot of expenditure. That would add tremendously to the provision for football in the Garva area. The existing grass pitches are under pressure, especially in the dead of winter when conditions are very poor. We believe that some of the classrooms would lend themselves to conversion to provide facilities for technology startup companies. The forest school, which is quite a new idea, would be located for the classroom activities in part of the school. And in fact, Garva Forest School has just been awarded, or Garva People's Forest Project, which is wider embrace than just the forest school, has just been awarded funding of £370,000 for a rollout program of various activities based in the forest and also a forest school.
And this £370,000 lottery money, does that just kickstart the initial phase of the thing, and is there much more money needed and many more phases to be rolled out, and what's the sort of time scale?
Well, the initial funding is for a pilot project involving six primary schools and three pre-primary school for a period of 5 years. And those schools are cross-community, which is really exciting. And then that would lead, we believe, to a wider... that's after the pilot has been run for 5 years, and maybe even during that time we can widen the scope and embrace other schools who may want to participate.
Yeah, so finally, Jim Smith, this is a vast project of which we're just scratching the surface. It's only beginning, and it's very exciting.
Absolutely. We are tremendously excited by it. It's obviously a very challenging project, but the benefits, I think, will outweigh the challenge by a considerable margin.